Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Welcome back to Trending, or better yet, I might say I'm welcoming myself back to Trending. Timmeri here. It's great to be with you. I am back in the saddle. Had my baby on December 20th, just 5 days before Christmas. I told you she would be an Advent baby. She knew what she was doing. She came in time. And my sister had her baby. I know many of you have been writing to me asking. I don't know if you know this, but my sister and I had babies a week apart to the day. And we were married 2 weeks apart to the day. We had our babies a couple years later, total coincidence, but it has been an absolute joy. I had the opportunity to visit her this past week and see the babies together, and my dad calls them the twins. It's so much fun just to see the two kids and watch my parents become grandparents and my siblings become aunts and uncles and my sister become a mom. It's been an incredible experience. So I'm excited to be back with you. I'm back with you also to ask you to support Relevant Radio. We've got a big hour ahead. We'll share a little bit more with you about that in just a little bit. But please join me in kicking off the beginning of this hour, praying for an end to abortion in the United States and for our needs to be met during our pledge drive. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. If you want to join the show, join the conversation today, I know a lot of people have questions about this baby of mine. I'll be sharing more as the week goes on, but welcome to our happy hour. If you're new to Trending, my name's Timmeri. I'm happy to be with you today. And every Monday, we take up topics surrounding happiness, how we're really seeking that virtue of joy, not just the pleasure of feeling happy, like when we have some really great ice cream, which I could go for right now. Sugar cravings have been crazy since I've had the baby, still getting that balance of nursing and getting enough food in. But what we're really looking for is lasting joy, not just that feeling of, oh boy, I just had some great ice cream or I did something that was incredibly pleasurable, but this deep sense of peace and satisfaction that's ultimately rooted in God. Coming up, joining me will be Jim O'Day. We'll discuss the difference between joy and happiness, and we'll also discuss how to find a greater sense of joy in your daily life. This is so important, and it might have to do with being a better steward of yourself. Some people call this me time, a phrase I really cannot stand. We'll talk about that. Or maybe you have fear of missing out. And so that's a really kind of knocking away at your joy. Or that phrase that so many people say, you know, you do you, and that's what will make you happy. But we want to get to a deeper sense of peace, satisfaction, well-being, so that you and I are not susceptible to this culture that is so prone to anxiety, depression, self-loathing, isolation, loneliness, all of these different things. So we'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about distraction. I know I have a new distraction in my life, and distractions are so easy for me with social media and notifications popping up all the time that it's important that we kind of look, are distractions actually pulling me away from being happy? Or perhaps are the distractions in my life actually not distractions, but things that I should be spending maybe more time with? Yet we're trying to run from them. So that and a whole lot more coming up on the show. But I want to start today with the theme of happiness, turning to the Eucharist for a moment. We are just a couple weeks here away from entering into Lent, a time that for so many of us is like our Catholic drug, right, for the year, that kind of gets us hopped up to where we need to be in our spiritual journey. And maybe we stay on it, maybe we fall off, maybe it enhances our spiritual life for the rest of the year. But as we prepare for that, I want to talk a little bit more about the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is an incredible opportunity for us to dive deeper into that devotion, making it happen in our life, whether that means you receive the Eucharist every Sunday at Mass, or it's that you've started a devotion or you've had a devotion for years of attending daily Mass or as often as you can. You know, it's interesting because it's easy for us to not make an effort when we go to church, to just show up. You know, we live in a time where we can supposedly go to church online. I thought this was something that separated you and I from other denominations where they're not required to have a physical presence. And this is a big deal. You know, I had a friend who had every capability to go to church in person on Christmas, but because there was a video option, decided to go ahead and just attend Mass online. And I really sat here and I thought, how sad? Why was that sad? Because Mass, not just some service, Mass is a Eucharistic celebration. It's a familial celebration. You know, you can't just Zoom someone and pretend to participate in eating their French fries with them. You can't just Zoom someone and pretend that you're actually sitting around a table with them eating. Sure, that can give some level of participation. You know, you could have, sure, a Skype date or a Zoom meeting with people and have a level of connection, but it's not the same thing. And what was missing when I know you and I, even at times we had to do this during the hardest days of COVID when we were separated 100% from church, and maybe you still are, of at least participating in some way in the Eucharistic meal online, even though we couldn't be there in person. But the reality is that we're missing out on what's a covenantal meal. Remember, what's a covenant? Covenant's an exchange of persons. And at the Last Supper, Jesus Christ implemented a new covenant and he gave us his body. He made us family with him. And we can compare it in a sense to what we would say in marriage, where in marriage you have a new mission when you get married. In marriage, in fact, one spouse, the wife, changes her name. And there's a transformation of the person in everything we do. Well, that covenant of marriage is similar to the covenantal meal. We have a new mission as Christians. And every single time we receive the Eucharist, we are being united to our Lord Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. We are becoming what we eat. We are becoming little Christ. And with that, we have a new mission. We have a new name as Christians. In fact, at our baptism, we take a baptismal name. You know, my baby, we baptized her. You know, hard and fast rule for me. I wasn't going to wait for baptizing our kid. You know, I know it's easy to say, well, we want this family member to be in town, or we want to do it at this church or on this date. Nope. My cutoff was about 2 weeks. I made it to 15 days. We made sure we baptized her. And with that, you know, she receives her baptismal name. And that's part of that new mission in Christ. And Christ fills us with the Eucharist to go out and be him in the world. And so part of the emphasis of receiving the Eucharist and of Mass isn't just that we go to receive the Eucharist for me, to please myself, to feel good about myself, to, you know, be edified. That's all great. But part of the emphasis of receiving the Eucharist is that we're also receiving this at the same time with other people. With the body of Christ. And we're not only being united to God physically, again, body, blood, soul, and divinity, we're being united to everyone who's partaking in the Eucharistic banquet that day. You can't get that online. You can sit in your bedroom watching online Mass and see the beautiful imagery, turn to our Lord in prayer, but you can't receive him physically. And this is so important. You know, places, for example, Relevant Radio, we've had the daily Mass here available to you. And for many of us, there is still limited access to the Mass. And so this is why I encourage you to continue to turn to our Lord in the Eucharist. Go beyond just watching a service online. That's what Mass is, truly a physical union with our Lord Jesus Christ. He accommodated us in uniting himself to him. And so I encourage you, don't just pray the Mass. Pray it and participate. Participate with a sacrifice of giving yourself in that covenant in the same way that our Lord Jesus Christ gives himself back to you. The Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith. And it's so easy for us to make excuses and have this kind of motion that we go through and have this fluffy faith of, oh yes, I received the Eucharist. But we have to remember, it's tangible. Our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist is transformative. So make receiving the Eucharist a devotion, not just a motion that you go about in your life. And this is really going to transform your faith. And it's something to think about as you move toward Lent, maybe trying to attend Mass a little more often, or kneel before our Lord in adoration. One of the best ways, I think, to increase your devotion to the Eucharist, if you can't go to Mass more often, is really kneel before our Lord. Humble yourself before your King. And use those moments that you do have, however often or how little it may be, to truly look at Him as your King, your Creator, your all in all. I'll be right back in just a moment here with Josh to share a little bit with you about how you can support Relevant Radio.
Hi, this is Father Rocky. This is really beautiful, and I know you're going to want one of these. Head over to RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app and take a look at our thank you gift at the $20 a month level. It's a wooden holy icon, 2.5 by 3.5 inches, with the image of our Blessed Mother and Jesus. It's authentic Byzantine art lithography. It's a beautiful icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem. The original is in the Basilica of the Nativity, very near the spot where Jesus Christ was born. I personally chose it just for you from a religious goods store in Bethlehem, operated by some of the few remaining Catholic families in Bethlehem. We only have a limited supply, so be sure to get yours now for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. You can give very quickly at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Again, we have a limited supply of this beautiful icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem. Give from the heart now.
Well, there you heard it from Father Rocky himself, and all you have to do is just go to the Relevant Radio website, relevantradio.com, or you can look us up on the handy-dandy Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call at 877-291-0123. That phone number again, 877-291-0123. I'm Josh Raymond, along with Timmery. And Timmery, yeah, so happy to be able to offer these this icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem as a thank you gift for anybody who comes in at that $20 a month level. And we've seen over 700 people step up and say, I want to do that. I want to be a part of that. And not only have they made that donation of $20 a month or $240 as a one-time gift, they also have had their donation matched today, because anybody who donates today is going to have their donation doubled when they call 877-291-0123, donate at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app.
Josh, this icon is beautiful. I don't know about you, but I love when I have the opportunity to travel, especially abroad, because the icons, the imagery, the artwork is so robust in comparison to some of our, you know, American art here. We get a little bit more, I think, of the tradition. And this piece specifically, coming from Bethlehem at the Basilica of the Nativity, is such a special piece to have in your home to really remember Our Lady, to make her queen and mother of our homes, you know, a place to pray, to turn to her, meditate upon her when we're praying the rosary. And she's the one who brings us back to her Son. You know, so many people have a difficult time accepting Our Lady if maybe they've converted to Catholicism from Protestantism. And I know, Josh, you're a convert, and I know Our Lady can be so important for so many of my friends who have converted and said she helped to bring me and better understand her Son. She wasn't a hindrance or someone that I worshipped in and of herself.
That's right. Well, and you know, at the Council of Ephesus, they declared Mary Theotokos, God-bearer, or, you know, how we typically say the Mother of God. And a lot of people who aren't Catholic will say, yeah, well, I have a real problem with that. God doesn't have a mother. God is eternal. God is, you know, he's beyond time and space. And well, actually, the name God-bearer or Mother of God, it doesn't say so much about Mary. It says far more about Jesus, that we believe that he is fully God, but also fully man. He was fully human in his body and still is. And that's what we believe about Our Lady, is that she gave that humanity to him when she was chosen by God, when the angel came and said that. That's the kind of programming you're supporting when you make that pledge. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timmery on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
It is so good to be back with you. Timmery here. I had my baby the 20th. of December. I can't believe it's already been a month. Time has just flown by. Jim O'Day, the executive director of Integrity Restored, you can find them at integrityrestored.com, joins me, regular guest here. It's our happy hour, so bring your glass, join the virtual world. I guess we're still in it, or we'll always be in it. Maybe you listen on the podcast. You can find the podcast at relevantradio.com/trending. Share this episode with a friend or your favorite episode. You can subscribe right there on the website on your favorite app, or listen especially on the Relevant Radio app where you can make your donation and get in touch with us. Jim, I am so happy to have you join me, because a common distinction that not a lot of people get is the difference between happiness and joy. And I know you do a lot of personal coaching with people. Let's unpack this a little more.
Well, first of all, Timory, it is so good to be with you. It feels like it's been a long time.
It's been a while, and we've been praying for you. I'm happy to hear you sound great.
Yeah, so much has gone on. You've had a baby. I had a massive heart attack. I mean, wow, what a December.
But it's a lot.
I just want to share, I think I learned something about joy because of that massive heart attack on December 11th. You know, that while I was, they had to defibrillate me twice to bring me back. And while I was going down, and yeah, it was an unbelievable feeling, probably the most peace I've ever felt in my life, to be honest with you. And I was just having a real heart-to-heart conversation with Jesus and saying, if this is your will, I know your will is perfect and you know what's best for me, but what about my wife? What about my kids? What about my grandkids? And so we were just having that conversation. And I look at life a little differently now. You know, people always ask me, I guess it's very common to be really anxious or depressed or angry after a major heart attack like that. And I don't have any of those things, Timory. I just wake up every morning and pretty much every minute of every day just thinking about how blessed I am. And so when we're talking about the difference between happiness and joy, I think I learned something. Happiness is important. We all want to be happy. But it's fleeting, right? It's based on earthly experiences. It's based on
feeling good.
Material things. Yeah, feeling good. And so it's temporary. But joy is something different. Joy is spiritual at its nature.
It's a virtue.
It's exactly. It's lasting because it's based on inward circumstances. Who am I? I am a child of God. If you truly believe that, we say it, we hear the words. But if you truly believe it, how can you not be joyful? It doesn't mean you're always going to be happy. There are going to be bad days. But joy is a step beyond happiness.
And this is such an important distinction, Jim, because there's one side where the world just chases feeling good. And I appreciate the example of your heart attack, because you don't feel good when you have a heart attack, and you don't feel good necessarily as you're recovering. And there are a lot of moments where we don't feel good in life in simple ways or extreme ways. But this is the example where we could have this resentment for any type of experience we've been through. And that can get in the way of not just feeling good at the moment and happiness, but it can get in the way of joy, of this total trust and peace in our Lord that's rooted in God. And you hit the nail on the head when you said having a sense of knowledge of who you are, that internal sense of satisfaction, but that only comes truly in relation to understanding yourself as a creature before the Creator, God who created us, who has a purpose, both a universal purpose of holiness to be with God, but also an individual purpose in how we get there.
Yeah, and one of the things here at Integrity Restored, we always tell people that we're working with, they have to remember they are a beloved son or daughter of a merciful God. And those words, think about it, that little baby that you hold in your arms, that love that you feel for her feels like bigger than anything else. But God's love for us is even bigger. It's even bigger. It's amazing. It's incredible. And so if we constantly remind ourselves of that, it's much easier then for us to look for joy and live in joy, even when we're not in a state of happiness.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this in relation to hobbies, because a lot of people think, you know, I need to have lots of hobbies in order to be happy. And I think that hobbies are a great thing. I think they're an incredible thing. I mean, you name it, whether it's outdoor activities, it's dancing, maybe it's crafting, knitting, a stamp collection, whatever it might be for you. And there can be some unique ones. Maybe you can send me your most unique hobby, or if you think it's a unique hobby, I'll share it tomorrow on the show. You can head over to relevantradio.com/trending to find me on social media and share that. I'll share the oddest one or neat ones I find. But I think hobbies, there's a difference between doing something that just makes me feel good and delighting in culture. So I see a lot of people who are never satisfied, yet they chase travel all over the world, seeing these cultures and these beautiful atmospheres and nature, and it makes them feel good to experience this. However, they're not necessarily delighting in what they see and in themselves. Often they experience a sense of emptiness and discontentedness rather than kind of this full understanding of delighting in who they are in the place that they're in.
So we'll that's a great point. And we'll talk about that a little more in our next section. But one of the things we do is we rush around waiting all week for Friday, or waiting all year for our vacation, or waiting for the baby's baptism, or waiting and waiting and waiting, never truly enjoying. And I think being in the present where you are, where God puts you at that moment, is where you can start to find true joy. Pastor Rick Warren, some people will probably know him as a best-selling author, but he had a saying, it was at a talk he gave, and he talked about joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life. It's my quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right. And it's my choice to praise my God in every situation.
Excellent. And I don't know if you're quoting specifically from his book, A Purpose-Driven Life, because that's what gives that sense of joy and peace, that God's in control.
I'm quoting from a talk I heard him give that I wrote down, and when we were talking about joy, I pulled it out today. But yeah, purpose-driven life, absolutely. That's what gives us joy.
And that purposeful living, that intentionality is so important, because so often people think, well, I won't be happy until I start a family. I won't be happy until I get married, until I get this promotion or finish this degree. And then it's always something else that we're chasing versus a sense of purpose and peace in that vocation that I'm called to be united with God. I'm called to holiness above anything else. And everything else will fall into place if we trust that our Lord has given us a path. He's given us the Ten Commandments, the virtues, the gifts of and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And He's given us the church. Definitely imperfect, the people, but the church itself and its teachings are perfect. And it leads to that path of lasting joy versus that superficial happiness that's fleeting. Just feeling good for a moment when you eat the ice cream, but maybe not when you're craving the ice cream. I'll be right back with Jim O'Day here on Trending with Timory.
I don't know, Timory. I'm pretty happy and joyful when I have ice cream. It's it's something that seems to hit both sides of the spectrum. But we don't have any ice cream here at Relevant Radio today. I'm sorry, we don't.
Bummer, because I'm having a craving over here.
Yeah, well, you'll have to get your ice cream fixed someplace else. But what we do have, for anybody who makes that pledge of $20 a month, we've been talking about this through the afternoon. We have these beautiful icons. Our Lady of Bethlehem, and it is a replica of the original icon featuring the image of the Madonna and the child, Jesus, that comes from the Basilica of the Nativity, right there where Jesus was born over 2,000 years ago. Father Rocky, our executive director, he actually personally chose these when he was there in Bethlehem about a year and a half ago, and obviously hasn't been able to travel there anytime recently. But we started with 900 earlier today, and we know we are down to like the last 100 or so here. And so they're going very quickly. We would love to be able to send this as our way of saying thank you for making that pledge of $20 a month. And you can make that pledge at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call at 877-291-0123. Again, that's 877-291-0123. And Timory, anybody who donates today, their donation is matched dollar for dollar.
Not only is your donation matched dollar for dollar, but again, these gifts that we have for you, especially this piece from Bethlehem, it's special to my heart, Josh, because when we were discerning whether or not I was going to join Relevant Radio and bring Trending with Tim Murray to Relevant Radio daily, Father Rocky was actually in Bethlehem. He was traveling through the Holy Land when he picked these up. And so when these were brought to Relevant Radio, they were brought at a time when we were discerning whether or not Trending would be a part of this network daily. And it makes me ask the question, why do you listen to Trending? What topics perhaps have touched your heart and have interceded in your life that we've been able to discuss, from the Eucharist to Our Lady to the transition in the culture to this culture of transgenderism and confusion? Abortion. What has touched you that has made you listen? And are you willing, because of that topic, to turn back and support Relevant Radio by giving today?
And if you make that $20 a month pledge, we'll send you this beautiful icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem. Timory, I loved how you talked about put it there where you pray. Have that image of Our Lady when you pray the rosary, and you can look and have that reminder of her interceding on your behalf with her son. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio app. Please give from the heart.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Welcome back to Trending. Timory here. It is great to be back with you. Joining me is Jim O'Day, the Executive Director of Integrity Restored. If you're not familiar with Integrity Restored, they are a resource that you want to tuck into your back pocket, save their website, follow them on social media. Integrity Restored helps people to recover from pornography addictions, or perhaps you know someone, your spouse, who has been through this pornography addiction. They're continuing to go through it even, or maybe they've recovered, yet you have lasting trauma from the experience of the exposure of what they've gone through and how it's impacted you. Great organization. Check them out, integrityrestored.com. They have what's called the Integrity Circle Coaching Program. Jim, could you share just a little bit about it before we talk a little more about how you can find joy in your daily life?
Sure. Thanks, Timory. So the Integrity Circle Coaching Program is a foundational program online that comes to you every week for 26 weeks. You can start anytime, do it whenever is convenient for you. And it's going to have a 15-minute teaching on a topic, a 15-minute Q&A, and then a quick assessment that you take so you know that you understood the material. Whether you are an individual, man or woman, who is struggling with pornography in their life, whether it is somebody you love or care about, like a spouse or a child, or whether you are in a position of care, like a clergy member or an educator, a lay minister, this program is going to help you really understand one of the fastest growing addictions in the United States today, and also one of the biggest impediments to our faith and evangelization.
You can check them out again at integrityrestored.com. I highly recommend using them as a resource, seeing what's available there, because we all have loved ones who are struggling with a pornography addiction, and it's important to have a resource there because things can change. You don't have to continue to be there. And remember, a pornography addiction, and I'll say this over and over again, is a sex addiction. It doesn't just impact you. It impacts others, how you look at them, how they see you look at them. There's so much more we could discuss. So please check that out at integrityrestored.com. It's our happy hour here on Trending. And Jim, we want to discuss how you can find joy in your daily life. And you mentioned you wanted to discuss a little bit more on hobbies. I know there's some hobbies that you love. How has your hobby maybe brought you joy without just kind of being this superficial, like, oh, it makes me feel good now?
Well, I think one of the things, so there's two main ingredients for experience joy in everyday life, in my opinion. The first is living in the present. And so my hobby that I love is the martial arts, particularly Japanese jiu-jitsu. And when you are on that mat, you have got to be in the present. So it teaches you to really be in the present moment. We can't be worrying about the future, what's going to happen tomorrow. And we can't be going over and over in our heads the past. The Bible says something about that too. We have to be focused on where we are right now. And so that's one of the things that the martial arts does. The second thing that it does, I think, that's really important is I've been doing it for 30 years, so now I teach. And being able to see people learn and flourish and embrace new skills and do things they never thought they'd be able to do, well, that takes the focus on me and puts it on somebody else. So it's really a good practice to understand joy is that it's not all about us. Joy is also focusing on the other. And so I think those two things really help. And thirdly, if we want to really experience joy in our life, we have to make a conscious effort to practice gratitude, to appreciate everything that we're fortunate enough to have. And honestly, with all that's gone on in this country, and that could be a whole other program we do, Timmy, but we still are so blessed and have so much. Rather than spending our time and energy complaining about what we don't have or going on social media again and being jealous of what it appears that all these other people have, why don't we focus on our own gratitude and thankfulness for what we do have? It'll keep a lot more people out of debt. We won't have the levels of addiction that we have in this country because we're constantly chasing something that we're not going to get from this world.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about taking a hobby a moment ago and basically bringing someone else into it, and that kind of grows and transforms something from just being a hobby about myself to being a hobby about myself and changing how I look at it, how I view the hobby, how I'm involved in it, and how I draw others in. But that also shows a sense of gratitude. If you really love something, if it's something that satisfies you, you want to share it with other people. You want to invite them in. It's like a good meal. You want to share it with other people. It's, you know, participating in a hobby such as jiu-jitsu, like you said, or you want to teach others and see how they're transformed by it as well. This is what, you know, we were talking about earlier, Jim, when I was discussing the Eucharist. The Eucharist transforms who we are. It's not just something we receive and say, oh yeah, I feel good about myself because I received the Eucharist like I was told to. I feel good both because I've received our Lord, I've been united to him, but I've been changed by it as well. It's not just a momentary fleeting experience.
No, and that's, you know, as we talked about the definitions earlier of joy versus happiness, joy is lasting. And so there should be joy in us being able to have the blessing of receiving Jesus in that way, truly. Body, blood, soul, and divinity, where he becomes a part of us. And that should be lasting, and it should be transformative. But I think sometimes, like everything else in life, we don't stay in that present moment and really think about it. Mm-hmm. We receive, and we start thinking about, oh, where are we going to lunch after Mass? Or, oh, man, did I pay the garbage bill? You know, we really have to stay present and stay focused to experience the joy that we should be feeling by receiving our Lord in that way.
And that's, I think, experienced by always understanding the bigger purpose in the face of everything that we're doing. You know, even if we take a pause to enjoy something for a moment, you know, if we have a purpose and understand where we're going on the map, we're going to be okay if we take little side roads to get there. If something slows us down along the way because we have a direction the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we always have to remember is, back to the beginning of our conversation, we have to self-identify as beloved sons and daughters of a merciful God. And if we start telling ourselves that enough, we'll believe it. And then no matter the circumstance in your life, that one constant is who you are. And you will start to reflect that in all the things you do in your daily life. Words, actions, responses, even emotions.
You know, Jim, I think sometimes people wonder, well, how do I get that back? How do I know who I'm supposed to be? How do I know how to be a child of God, to be a Catholic? Even, I mean, I don't know how to do that. Maybe you feel like you've fallen so far from what you used to be or you wish you were. Maybe there's a sin that you've been battling. There's something you've done where you're just eating yourself alive over it, and it's changed how you treat yourself, how you treat others, and how you look at God. I want to encourage you, turn to our Lord. Ask him to help you be renewed in the person that he created you to be. Help you to understand yourself, your gifts, your talents, your joys, to understand what it means to be human and what you were created for. You know, sometimes I think we try to read all of these books and listen to all of these, you know, five tips for a new you or a happier you. But often we forget to pause, understand that our beginning and end is God, the Alpha and the Omega, and that if we turn to him and the more we understand him, the more we enter into a relationship with him in prayer, the better we'll see ourselves. And the more at peace we'll be with ourselves because we understand the purpose and the perfection of the creation that God has created. I'll be right back here on Trending with Josh in a moment here.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
I was in prison when I used to listen to your show. And so I'm very grateful to hear you today. I'm very emotional right now because being in there and listening to you, I mean, Relevant Radio, the way you share the faith in a very refreshing way.
Relevant Radio guest host,
Father Matthew Spencer.
I'm so grateful that you shared that. You know, what's amazing to me, Roxanne, is how Relevant Radio can penetrate the walls of hospitals, of prisons, of assisted living homes. I mean, this ministry is able to reach people in all stages of life, wherever they're at, through the app, through the radio, and it sure is a powerful ministry, isn't it?
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
All right. We've got 16 minutes left here in this hour of Trending with Timmery. I'm Josh Raymond along with Timmery, and we are inviting you to make your pledge. Help support Relevant Radio right now with your donation. You can donate any amount, and it's going to be matched dollar for dollar if you go to relevantradio.com, if you pledge through the Relevant Radio app, or if you give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. But if you can come in at that $20 a month level, we'd love to send you that beautiful icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem. And it's a replica of the original icon that's there in the Basilica of the Nativity, right where Jesus was born over 2,000 years ago. And you can see an image of it online if you go to relevantradio.com and click that Give button there. You're going to be able to see that icon on, and it really is beautiful. And it's our way of saying thank you for coming in at that really important level. It helps sustain Relevant Radio when you make that $20 a month donation. 877-291-0123. You can donate at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And Timmery, as you were talking about, you know, just if there's that sin that's holding on to you, maybe it's that addiction that you're dealing with, put this image, this icon of Our Lady right next to the computer and ask for her intercession when you're struggling with that pornography addiction.
Oh, yes. I think having these icons, having, you know, the holy medals, all of these, which are gifts that we are giving to you for donations that you make here to Relevant Radio, whether it's maybe at the $600 level. Maybe you can give $600 today. Maybe you can give $5,000 today. What can you give to Relevant Radio to help keep us here as a resource at a time when people are looking for more? They're hungry for resources to overcome that addiction, to grow deeper in their faith, to feel connected to a community because they've lost their sense of community over this last year. This is what we're offering here at Relevant Radio and on Trending. And so we're asking you, you know, maybe you've already done your taxes. I don't know about you, Josh. I definitely have not. I am the person who gets it in the last couple of days because I hate doing my taxes, but you have that tax return coming up. Maybe you can give a little bit more than you usually would this year to Trending.
That's right. And my wife is, she's so organized and on top of that. Yeah, she's already got it done. And she helped our two oldest daughters get their tax returns done. So I'm thankful for her.
Maybe
we talk about having that attitude of gratitude. Well, I'm very grateful for my wife. But if you can make that donation, we would love to hear from you right now. RelevantRadio.com. Donate through the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
We're talking about what you're thinking about. You're listening to Trending with Timmery on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
You know, maybe I do need that wife in order to help me get my tax return done. But, you know, you can't really say that anymore. You know, people get a little confused. You are listening to Catholic radio here. But seriously, I remember Mom used to always say that, like, wouldn't it be so nice to just have that, like, wife? Just things would be so organized, you know, another version of yourself to do things exactly the way you like them done. Or in the sense to have that complementarity that we talk about so often here on Trending. But I want to discuss here distractions. You can imagine I have a new distraction in my life, and so it's a topic that's been on my mind a lot, but it's also something that I have struggled with social media. Over the years, you know, I grew up with MySpace, going into Facebook, going into the iPhone. I had an iPhone right at the very beginning with all the notifications, and we have seen so many technological changes in my lifetime. I can't imagine, you know, for those who maybe had no technology other than a TV, and I know you're out there, you know, maybe you had TV in black and white, maybe you had that small box TV and you watched it for like 1 hour a week, and that was your exposure to technology. Now we have these phones we carry around in our pockets that buzz all the time, and you can communicate with anyone in the world at any given moment. There are a lot of distractions. What distracts you? And is it a frustration, or is that distraction something foundational in your life that you should actually be paying attention to? Should it be distracting you, but you're instead annoyed by it and trying to push it aside, and maybe you're blaming that distraction? I think it's easy. There's this book, I'm forgetting, it has to do with distraction. Oh man, it came out a couple years ago, but it was really emphasizing. I'll have to pull it up. We'll discuss it another day coming up here. But it was talking about how, you know, we need to eliminate distractions in our lives. And whether that's a time-blocked calendar, so you know what you're doing at any given time, so that you can dedicate true time to family time when you're with your family, and dedicate true time to work when you're supposed to be working. And then scheduling actual breaks for yourself so that, you know, it's okay if I'm taking that break to watch an episode of something from Netflix, or to go out on a bike ride, or do whatever that hobby is that you really enjoy. But distractions can also be good things. Sometimes those distractions are actually things that you should be engaging with. For example, I just had a baby, and she should be taking up my time. I shouldn't look at her as a distraction from other things I need to get done or want to get done. just like your spouse. Your relationship with your spouse, the conversations you have at the end of the day or when you're rushing out the door to go to work, those are good things. And they're good moments that we're supposed to engage with other people. It could even be when you're sitting at the office and someone walks up to you and they're having this conversation. You can't get away and they're going on and on. You're thinking, I'm supposed to be in this meeting. I have to call this person. I have this project working at my desk and my emails are piling up. It's easy to have this attitude, well, something else is more important. I should be in another place. And we sometimes remove the human dimension of what we need to get done throughout the day. And we replace it with progress. And that progress gets in the way of relationships. And so what happens is the foundational things in life, such as our most important relationships, instead become a frustration to us rather than actually being a part of what we're supposed to be engaging with day to day. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where maybe we've created a distraction for ourselves because we're trying to escape something in our lives. We're tired of a particular circumstance. You know, it's interesting when you look at distraction because distraction, another level, can be that we're running from something. We don't want to face reality. We're seeking what we would call an escape. And we want that distraction. I think sometimes we turn to our phones because we don't want to get the work done that we have in front of us. Or we don't want to engage in a conversation that's uncomfortable or spend time with people. I think the best place, I was just in the airport, people already don't make eye contact in the airport, but now you have a mask and a phone. So, I mean, it just put the mask on and maybe we should just hold our phones a little higher. Then we won't see the eyes either. I mean, there's so much in the way of people between phones and masks now that we've really removed ourselves from the face-to-face. And I never see this more profoundly than in the airport. You see people so uncomfortable about making eye contact and engaging in a conversation. They put the headphones in so that they don't have to talk to you. And then they pick up their phone, and you can see sometimes where people are just swiping on their phone trying to not look up because they're uncomfortable. They don't know how to engage, or they don't want to engage because it's challenging. So we both seek distractions and we want to avoid them. But we have to be careful to not just jump into a constant sense of escaping from life. It's good to enjoy an escape from life for moments. You know, this is part of the reason why I read every night, to help clear my mind. It's not an escape in the sense of I'm running away from everything I have to do. I'm not reading for 15 hours a day trying to avoid reality. But it's to help clear your mind. And so these things such as hobbies that we were talking about earlier, good, simple escapes, good distractions with people, understanding our priorities and what relationships come first, I think it's helpful when we feel so frustrated by the distractions we have. And so I want to encourage you, this is a piece of homework. Go through the next 24 hours and every time you feel distracted, write down what that distraction was. Maybe it was your cell phone buzzing to tell you that it's your anniversary tomorrow. It's my anniversary tomorrow, 2 years. Maybe it is someone who just sent you a text message or someone who walked in the room and they're talking to you. Maybe it's a baby crying. Maybe you were trying to pray your rosary or get your prayers done. Or maybe there's that really annoying person singing at mass in front of you. And I don't know what it is. What's the distraction for you? Write it down and start to figure out, is this something that should be distracting me? And I should be embracing and making time for? Am I maybe not dedicating the right amount of time to things I should be doing? Am I leaving things on my desk or in my environment that make it difficult to accomplish what I should? For example, are you trying to pray and you're praying and there are a bunch of dirty dishes in front of you, a load of laundry that needs to be done? That would be really distracting, but it is something that needs to be done. And so I encourage you, as we talk about happiness and joy, remember your purpose both in the moment, but also overall in life, that we have this purpose and vocation that is directing us toward holiness, and all the nitty-gritty are actually a part of that.
Only 5 minutes left here in this hour of Trending with Timmery. I'm Josh Raymond, along with Timmery. And if you can make your donation right now at that $20 a month level, well, we still have a few of those beautiful icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem thank you gifts we're going to send your way. $20 a month. You can make that pledge at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. And so, Timmery, you've been off the air here with some different guest hosts filling in for you. First live day back, except for the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. But has the hour gone by as fast as you remember? Has it gone by faster? I know these hours on the air, they just fly by for all of us.
Oh, it has gone by so fast. I can't believe it. I looked at my schedule for the day and I went, wait a second, are we done? I don't have another topic. Did I miss something?
Yeah, it's always amazing how quickly the time goes. And that's one of those things that they always say is so relative, you know, depending on what you're doing. If you're sitting there in the airport and you're trying to avoid the gazes of people, which I think is a shame. I love people watching in airports or at the mall, you know, just sit there and just kind of watch people. And then if they see you looking at them, you just kind of give them a goofy smile. Hey, hey.
Yep. Okay, Josh, but is it people watching or eavesdropping? I've got to ask.
Oh, no, I'm not an eavesdropper. My ears are horrible. I've played in bands for years, and they always stick me right next to the drummer, and the drummer, you know, keeps on banging on the cymbals and the hi-hat. So, yeah, I can't hear anything. My kids give me a bad time about it. But we're not here to talk about my hearing problems. We're here to talk about the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. And anybody who donates here in the remaining 3.5 minutes of this hour, you're going to have your donation matched dollar for dollar at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. And again, if you can make that pledge of just $20 a month, we'd love to send you this beautiful icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem. It's a replica of the image of the Madonna and Child that's in the Basilica of the Nativity where Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Father Rocky chose these personally and wants to make them available to anybody who is able to come in at that $20 a month level. So make that pledge right now. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or 877-291-0123.
And it is so easy to donate online. Don't think that there are all these hoops you have to jump through. It's easy. It's simple. RelevantRadio.com or your app. I know it's your favorite app. You use it all day long. It's not a distraction because you can pray there. You can work on your tasks and working on getting rid of distractions in your life. It's a great thing that's not a distraction. And here's the deal. Our need is $2.7 million. We need that help from you this week. And we are 16% of the way there. So we have a ways to go. I'm asking you to join us, to join the family, to be a part of the Relevant Radio family, to give truly from the deepest part of your heart this month. You know, we say a lot about Valentine's Day, whether you think it's cheesy and a great or a great day, whatever it is, this is the month we are asking you to help us stay on the air, to continue to grow, to reach out and take our podcast to those people who maybe aren't listening to the radio, but who need to hear this message. Relevant Radio is growing, and we're here as a resource through our apps and through the new stations that we've developed. And so in order to keep trending topics available to each and every single one of us who need to hear what's happening in the world, but more importantly, to touch on what's happening in the heart and where we need to go with our faith, so that we can ultimately end up with our Lord, that's what your money, your donation, helps here at Relevant Radio.
And you can make that pledge right now at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. Again, that phone number, 877-291-0123. And like Timmery is talking about, you make that donation and it helps those who haven't even come across Relevant Radio yet. Maybe somebody is just going to tune in for the first time next week or next month and they're going to hear something, you know. Maybe they say, I'm going to try and listen to Catholic radio during the season of Lent. And it makes a difference in their life in a way that impacts them, their family, the friends that are around them, their society. That's made possible because of your generosity. So please don't wait. And any amount you donate is matched dollar for dollar when you call right now. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.